we cannot measure the quality of the tree by looking at the seed. We cannot measure looking at the babies, how far they travel in their life. Babies, children are like the seeds. How far they grow, we do not know. They are like a seed. When the seed has an intensity, when it is intensity within, even if it is buried deep in the soil, that intense energy propels the seed. The seedling comes out. The amount that the children, babies, they come out in their life dependent on their latent energy they are carrying. If the latent energy is very weak, the life becomes very ordinary. Becoming only a big tree in life like a big tree is not the purpose. It is talking about you must become a big tree, not only a big tree, but also yield tasty fruits. Tree is of use for the many birds come and take shelter. On a hot day, it gives shade to the people, and beyond its time also it is useful. Our life also must be that way, like a mango tree or a jackfruit tree, for example, yields, it grows big, yields tasty fruits. Many birds take shelter in the tree, give shade to the people who are scorched in the heat of life on the summer days. And mango and jackfruit tree leaves and twigs have medicinal values. Even for Havan, they use that one. Even end of its life, the timber is used for making furniture. Our human life also must be that way, be of use all round. As long as you live, whatever mode of your life, you should be of value to others. All through, otherwise, growing just big for myself, making lot of money. What is the use? No use. It says you have to grow, have a tremendous potential energy, invoke the potential energy within to grow. To invoke the potential energy, we need to associate with inspired people all through our life. Wherever opportunity calls for, we have to associate with inspired people. If you are associating with your wrong people, negative people, your potential energy never will get an opportunity to shine out. It is suppressed energy. For example, right from childhood, your children must be told about great achievers in life, like Swami Vivekananda, Shivaji. When they were small, their mother used to tell lot of inspired stories that made Vivekananda, Shivaji and great achievers too. I also must become like that. I also must become. Sadly, these days children are growing up with the games, computer games. Parents give a mobile phone and computer, okay, go and play. And hardly any communication, parents all the time on the phone, hardly talks about higher possibilities in life. So, slowly children are getting stunted, they are not getting a role model. We need to have a right role model in our life. The right role model we choose must inspire us to excel in our life. Last week I briefly touched upon, yesterday also I touched upon, for example, the Rishabhadeva was not a Jain, Buddha was not a Buddhist, Muhammad was not a Muslim, Jesus was not a Christ, and their followers, they followed, they mistook the content for the container. They only the outer show they are taking about. Yesterday also I talked about in the class also, the followers, they take only the content, not the container. The role model we choose must know the content and inspire us to excel in our life. Excel, not to take the role model willy-nilly, not knowing the content, only focused on the container, it will not take us further. To excel in our life, to take our life further in our life, Patanjali talks about you need a discipline in your life. Without discipline, you cannot bring out the best in your life. Like Mahavakya in Upanishad, Uttishtata Jagrata Prapyavara Nibodhata. Arise, awake and stop not till you reach your goal. To achieve that one, without discipline, it is not possible. We need to have immense discipline in our life. We are all on a short life span, shelf life. Any time, our game will be over. So, you cannot think that I have a long life, I will do after post-retirement and whenever I have time, after that I will do. What is the guarantee you will survive till then? Discipline, atha yoga anushasanam. Patanjali says, be disciplined in your life. Have a routine. Without discipline, yoga will not come to you. He further says, chitta vritti nirodaha. The chitta vritti, chitta, the mind is classified into 5 categories. One type of mind, it is called as a muda mind. Not at all interested. However much you tell, that person cannot be woken up. In Bhagavatam, it talks about mother is young, children have become old. Children have, whatever you tell them, they are not interested in getting up. The mother is vibrant. Children have become very old, like muda mind, not at all interested in discovering the higher possibilities in life. That is muda mind. Another one is called kshipta mind, only interested in what is there for me. Only selfish personality. If it is not for me, I am not getting a mileage out of that one, I am not interested. It is called kshipta mind. And the next one is called as vikshipta mind. Get inspired. Get enrolled for the class, for the first class, and second class, I take some other priorities. Our teachers do the teacher's training, committed to serve, and after that lose interest. Vikshipta mind, mind is unsteady. Unsteady mind, muda mind is called as a tamasic mind. Kshipta mind is called as a rajasic mind. Vikshipta mind is unsteady. Not steady, not dependable mind. Another mind is called as ekagra mind, focused. A person starts getting ekagra, it is called a sattvic mind. Sattvic mind starts getting ekagra and nirodha. Nirodha means the established in the sattvic mind. I am not moving away. I have found my path in my life, I am not moving away. Establishing there, it is called as Nirodha. Chitta Vritti Nirodha means elevate your ordinary mind to Nirodha so that you are not moving away. To not move away, you need a connection with the teacher. When you have so much of intense connection, you're getting inspired by the teacher, you are committed. Your mind has become, the second sutra of Patanjali says, chitta vritti nirodha. mind has gone and elevated and it is not moving away from the place. Mind has to be elevated. Patanjali says, elevate your mind to Nirodha state, otherwise you are all over the place. You cannot get best out of your life. You have to elevate your mind to Nirodha, Patanjali is talking about. And why you have to go there, Nirodha mind, Patanjali further says, Nirodha mind, tada drashtu, swarupe avasthanam. When the mind is elevated, when I am focused, I am established there, and tada drashtu, one realizes what one stands for in life. We ourselves do not know what we stand for in life. We are all over the place. We are going by the opinion of the people. Opinion of the people. And whoever majority talks about, I go by that one. I go by that one. And tada drashtu, you have to find yourself where you belong. When I find where I belong, then my game in my life becomes natural. Otherwise, all through my life, I am here only to please impress others. I want to impress others. I am spending my life only to please others because I don't know where I stand for. I do not know. If your life game has to become natural and the beauty in your life to come out, the tada drashtu, you have to discover where you stand for. Where you stand for, and by nobody is, we say, I belong to that religion, I belong to this faith, I belong to this party. But in fact, nobody can follow anyone. We only hide behind saying that I'm following that religion, I'm following that. Nobody can follow anybody. We are going according to the propensity, karmic propensity we are going. What we are inspired by others, we are just maneuvering around, slightly changing. But in fact, nobody can change anyone. Nobody can follow anyone. And we are going by the intensity of our karma, we are going, people, we are getting inspired, we can slightly maneuver around. Tada drashtu swarupe avasthanam, it is talking about, you cannot follow anyone. Not to become a paper, carbon copy, not to become a photocopier. You are not meant to become a carbon copy or a photo copied another impression. You cannot be. You have to stand for, like every fingerprint is unique, you also got to be unique. You have to be unique and discover your uniqueness. Discover where you stand for. Patanjali says, if you are not interested in this line, discovering what you stand for, then he talks about vritti sarupya itaratra. You start blindly imitating the opinions of others. Whoever says, like in a party, the followers, whoever gives the money, they say, yes, they follow them. Your mind becomes like, whoever talks about, you just follow. You follow vritti sarupya itaratra. Your vritti, mind, you are not yourself, you are just imitating others. Imitation gives no joy in your life. To bring the joy in your life, when you are like tada drashtu swarupe avasthanam, your essence in your life, last week I talked about, you should become essential. You should discover the essence in your life. Essence means fragrance. Essence means the clarity in your thinking. Concentrate your essence. If you are not, if you have not discovered your essence, you will be, others will be using your essence according to their interest. If you do not stand for what you stand for, and others will make use of your essence, you see you as a ploy in their game. Patanjali says, you become an essential for that tada drashtu sarupe avasthanam. You become yourself, become essential. You become an essential like a tree all through. When you're essential, every step of your life, you are of use for others. Like jackfruit, mango tree, I said, and you will be essential even after you go. Your essence of your life, your legacy of your life will continue past your life. That is the message from first four sutras of Patanjali.